Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Yishakeni Minashika is Pihu, Ki Toivim Doidecha Miyayin. Toivim Doidecha Miyayin means that your friendship, like Ani Ludoidi Vidoidi Li, your friendship is better to me than Yayin, is better than wine. So Chazal Darshan, what does it mean that your friendship is better than wine? Chazal say, Chavivin Divrei Seifim, Yaiser Miyayin Ashal Torah. The words of Chazal, are more beloved to Hashem, or more special, than the actual words of the Torah. Yayin refers to Torah. The valuable Torah is Yayin, is wine. And Ki Toivim Doidecha, your friendship, the friendship that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael, with the Chachmei Yisrael, is better, is Toiv Miyayin, than Torah. So how do we understand this? How could the words of the Chacham be better than Torah, than Torah itself? And secondly, we're heading towards Shavuos. One of the big, even though it wasn't given on Shavuos, but one of the focuses of Shavuos is the Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. We said yesterday, the Omdei Lefanecha al Har Sinai, Yushnei Luchos Avonim Hayrid Biyadai. Moshe stood in front of Hashem by Har Sinai and brought down Shnei Luchos Avonim. What's the point of these Luchos? It's a strange thing. We're not a religion that uses objects. It's a strange thing. We have a Sefer Torah to learn from. We have Sfarim to learn from. We have a Torah to learn and to understand. What's the point of the Luchos? Stones, two stones. The Moshe Rabbeinu came down, but there were words engraved on these stones. The point wasn't to learn these words from the Luchos, because the Luchos were put into the Aron, which was put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that nobody ever saw. Even when the Kohen Gadol went in on Yom Kippur, he didn't see the Luchos. So the Luchos weren't meant to be learned from. They were just there. What's the point of that? We don't worship the Luchos, what are the Luchos? What do they do for us? A Sefer Torah, I understand. Every week I take out the Sefer Torah, I open it up, I learn from it. What's the point of the Luchos? Okay, so there's a big yisoid about Talmud Torah that the Nefesh HaChaim talks about. I'll say the yisoid, but then I'll read the words of the Nefesh HaChaim. This world, we're used to thinking about two worlds. There's Olam Hazeh and there's Shemayim. There's this world, and then there's the world of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The truth is, the Nefesh HaChaim teaches us there are many, many, many worlds, one on top of the other. Each one with more Kedusha than the one under it. World on top of world on top of world, until the Kedusha that's called the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam until this world is like a chain, a link chain of another world, and then another world, and then another world, until we reach this world. Now the Torah speaks about terms that have to do with this world. L'mashal, we open up a Gemara Bava Kama, and it talks about what happens if an ox gores a cow. Now, in Shemayim, there is no oxen, and there are no cows. The Torah speaks in the terminology of our world. We have Shnayim Oichzim Atalas. Two people grab onto a talus. This one says it's mine, this one says it's mine. There's no such a thing as a talus in Shemayim. The Torah speaks in terminology that we're familiar with, and even in the Pesukim. Somebody hits somebody else, how much should he pay? There's no money in Shemayim. There's no kesef. There's no chatzi nezek, karbonis, animals. The whole Torah speaks in terms that relate to things in Olam Hazeh. When a tree is 3 years old, you could start, then it's Arloi, after that it's Netar Ravai. But there's no trees in Shemayim. In this world, the Torah speaks in terms of this world. So the Nefesh HaChaim teaches an amazing thing. He says the Torah is not the same in every world. The idea is the same. The kavana behind it is the same, but in each world, the Torah manifests itself according to the criteria of that world. Higher and higher and higher and higher, until a level that Chazal say, there's such a lashon in Chazal, that kol ha-Torah kula is shmoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is names of Hashem. What do you mean the whole Torah is names of Hashem? Open the Torah, you won't see names of Hashem. Some of the Torah is names of Hashem. Some of the Torah is about regular mundane things. No, because it's at a certain point, at a certain level, the whole Torah translates into just being manifestations of Kavod Shemayim, names of Hashem. Let me just read the words of the Nefesh HaChaim, just to bring out the point. He says like this, V'lozois, Derech yiridosa v'hishtal shalusa, the path of its coming down into this world, Mimadrega lemadrega, from one level to the next level. Umei oilam leoilam, from one world to the next world. Tzimtzuma atzma, it narrowed itself. The Torah narrowed itself. Lehislabesh b'chol oilam, to dress itself in each world. Ledaber be'inyonei oisei ha'oilam, to speak about the inyonim of that world. Kefi inyin ve'erech oisei ha'oilam, according to the inyin and the value and the madrega of that world. Kedesha yucha lizbel kedusha sevayr. What's the point of it changing to meet the criteria of each world? Because in any given makom where the Torah is, if it doesn't speak about what exists in that world, then we can't understand it. If the Torah would speak about things that have to do with Shemayim, it wouldn't speak about things that have to do with Olam Hazeh. We have no way of understanding the Torah. The only way that we have to understand it is that it expresses itself in a way that fits with the world around us. So when the Torah says tree, I know what a tree is. The Torah says a shur, I know what a shur is. Ad shebiridit alav elazeh ha'olam, until finally, when it came down to this world, nislab shagam kein ledaber be'erkei ve'inyon ezeh ha'olam, it also dressed itself, it also manifested itself to speak about inyanim of this world. The sipur and the hayalman, the stories of the Torah, are stories that have to do with this world. Kedei sheyuchal zeh ha'olam lizbo'el kedushas oira, so that this world could absorb, could contain the Kedusha of the Torah. So now when I open up a Chumash, I could connect to the Torah. Because the Torah talks about things that I recognize from the world around me. Omnam, however, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Im Shehi Medaberes B'Tachtoinim, even though the Torah seems to be speaking about such mundane things, B'Tachtoinim, Shor Shenagach HaSapar, it seems so mundane. The interesting thing is, before I continue, I remember a couple of years ago, someone that I know was by a high school, a girls' high school Shabbaton in the country, and they have by Shabbatons, by the girls' high schools, they have like roundtable discussions Shabbos afternoon, and different people speak to different groups about different topics. So one of the people, and it didn't sound like he really knew how to express the answer, but the girls were asking. They said, "You're teaching us that we should. It's such a nice thing to marry someone who knows how to learn, who's machshav learning, who's kaveya itim l'tayra. What's the point of it? So I need to have a husband that sits down and learns what happens when an ox gores a cow. That's important. I need to have a husband that sits down and learns about what to do if there's a gemara and chulin. There's a gemara and chulin. Is there a din of shiluach hakan if there's a nest on top of a person's head? It's such a gemara and chulin. If a bird makes a nest on somebody's head." So is there shiluach hakan or not? Because it's really only if it's on the ground. There's a person like Afar, a whole gemara. You know what has to happen for a bird to develop a nest on a person's head? Just, I'll leave it to your imagination. You know, that's what I need. I need my husband to be busy learning about what happens if a nest develops on someone's head. What's the answer is this Nefesh HaChaim. The answer is these words. Omnam, im shehi medaveres betachtoinim. Even though the Torah is talking about mundane things, things that have to do with this world, seems like sometimes insignificant, unimportant technicalities. Roy mezes hi bohem gufei Torah. It's being meramez, and it corresponds to very, very important things in the Torah. The inyanim, listen to this lashon, the inyanim pnimiyim, inner concepts, upnimiyim lepnimiyim, and concepts that are even more inner than that. A pnim within a pnim, gavoya me'al gavoya, one madrega on top of another madrega, ad ein tachlis, with no comprehension of how high this goes. That means that we open a gemara, like this girl asked, we open a gemara and read what happens if an ox gores a cow, and I'm never going to own an ox or a cow, but I'm touching in yonim gavoya me'al gavoya, pnimi al gabi pnimi, that are very, 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 very high concepts that are connected all the way up to the kisei hakavod. Now, Lamaisa, listening to this, it would be possible to think that it's almost like Hashem delegated a certain task to us, and we don't have shaychus to that Torah the way it is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's mamash the Torah, it's mamash a heilig Torah. But then HaKadosh, it was Yardav and Ishtalshel, one world, the next world, and until it reached this world, and now it just talks about oxen and cows, it talks about the trees and cutting off peya, and you know, things that mundane things. I would think, perhaps, I would have such a havamina, that the Torah lost some of its Kedusha in the path. That's what I think would be a logical thing to think. The Torah lost some of its Kedusha as it was coming down. Nefesh HaChaim says not that way. Nefesh HaChaim says, and I'll read the words, and he says that every other thing in the world, everything is really rooted in Hashem. So everything has some Kedusha. But as it comes down to this world, it doesn't have, this table doesn't have inherent Kedusha. because as things come down to this world, there's such a thing called chayil in this world, not chaydish. He says the Torah is not that way. Omnam ha-Torah ha-Kedosha, ve-Heilug ha-Torah, afshe gam hi nishtal shavi-yorda, mi-makor sha-rosha ha-elyon ba-Kedosh. Even though it also had a Yerida, it came down from its source in Shemayim, no longer is it Shema Yisrael Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no longer is it talking about the things that have to do with Olam Haba and Shemayim. Madregas Ein Shir, it came down innumerable Madregas, Me Olam Le Olam, Umi Madrega Le Madrega. In Kol Zeh, with all this, Kedushasa HaRishayna, its original Kedusha. The original Kedusha, that means it's hard to imagine, the way it is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Kisei HaKavod. Kemoy Shehu B'Mekar Sharosha, the way it is by its root, by its source, Reishas Darka, Kidekoi Koi Gam B'Zeh Ha'olam, is exactly the same Kedusha even in this world. So the Torah is an exception from everything else in the world, that even though it came down another level, until this world, that this world is, we don't see Kavod Shamayim in this world, it's a world of Seser, it's a world where we could have Kashas, it's a world where not everything is clear, there's one exception. The Torah lost none of its Kedusha. It's exactly the same Kedusha that it was when it was all the way up in Shemayim. That's a gewaldige thing, a tremendous chiddush, and an incredibly exciting thing. This is the Torah that we learn. It's an amazing thing. It's the only thing that when we touch this thing, when we get involved with this thing, we're mamish touching something that has like Kedusha that we can't imagine. Immeasurable Kedusha. Immeasurable Madregas. Chazal and the Rabbanim and Talmidei Chachamim b'chol dar v'dar have this tremendous capacity to be mechadish chidushei Torah. In other words, you have Ketzayis HaChayshen, he's mechadish chidushin that were never nischadish before. He says over divrei Torah that were never said before. You have from the times of the Tanoim, the Ga'onim, the Rishayim, the Achrayim, the until our days, until our base measure, we sit and learn. We can sit and learn something and be mechadish chidushei Torah, and if we write it down, it has kedusha. It's Torah. That's an amazing thing. It's not just our ha'aras on the Torah. What we're mechadish in the Torah becomes Torah. It's Torah. That's an amazing thing. You would think I should study what Hashem taught me. It's much more than that. My own ideas, my own chidushim, that becomes Torah. That's divrei sefer. Reb Tzadik says the following shot in the pasuk. We saw it a little over a year ago, and I must have said it over 1,000 times. It's such a beautiful pshat. The pasuk says in Ha'azinu, Ya'aroif kamoto likfi, my words will come down like rain. Tizal katal imrasi, my sayings will drip like dew, like tal. So the Medrash says on that rain, that refers to Torah Shebiksav, the written Torah. Dew, tal, that refers to Torah Shebal Peh. What does that mean? Zakir Tzadik. He says, rain, you look up in the sky, you see the rain falling. You see, it's falling from Shemayim. There's no doubt where it's coming from. Anybody who's ever experienced Tal, even someone who stays up the whole night, you never see the dew fall. You never see it fall. Just in the morning, somehow, it appeared there on the... It also came from Shemayim. But you don't see it fall. It appears on the ground. That's the difference between rain and dew. He says, Torah Shebiksav, we see it came from Hashem. It says, written Torah, it came from Hashem, Hashem handed it to us. That's rain. Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah of Chachamim, it appeared in the hearts of Chachmei Yisrael. It appeared, Lamata, we didn't see it coming from Hashem. It just appeared in the hearts of Chachmei Yisrael. But it's the same Divrei Elokim Chaim, it's the same words of Hashem. Just like Tal comes from Shemayim and rain comes from Shemayim, so too Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav both come from Shemayim. One of them we see, the Torah was given, we see. And the other one is Nischadish in the hearts of Chachmei Yisrael. And in every generation, what the generation before us taught us becomes like the rain, and what we're Mechadish becomes the Tal, in each generation. To the point, amazing thing, like the Gemara in Gittin, to the point that there was a Machlekes, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yasser in the beginning of Gittin, and someone asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what is Hashem saying about this Machlekes? And the incredible things, Mamash, you could shiver from the impact of it. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Yoinasan b'ni yoimer kach v'kach, Ev Yosar b'ni yoimer kach v'kach. Yoinasan, my son, is saying this, Ev Yosar, my son, is saying that. So clearly, our Chazal, the Chachma Yisrael, able to be mechavan to the Ratzon Hashem, that when Hashem teaches the Torah, he teaches, this is Yoinasan's Torah, this is Ev Yosar's Torah, it's Mamash Divrei Elokim Chaim. Hashem says over that Torah. Where does this come from? Where does this come from that we're able to mamash be machaven to Torah, to real Torah, with kedushas haTorah, with the full kedusha of Torah? Where does that come from? So this is the mashal. We mentioned a few times the mashal of a person that's starting a business. Someone starting a business. So there's two ways that a person could start a business. And if you look in the world today, you see this taka, two ways that people run a business. Sometimes a person starts a business, he starts the business, he hires people to work for him, and he gives them each a job. And they all have their job to do. That's one way. The other way, of course there's a thousand in-betweens, but generally two. The other way is for someone to start a business and to hire people and to tell them, let me share my vision with you. I'm starting a company now, I'm starting a business, I'm starting a yeshiva, I'm starting an organization. Let me share my vision with you. Let me share with you what I want from this company, this yeshiva, this project. It's a very, very intimate sharing of what the dream of the person starting the company is. What's the difference between the two workers in the two cases? The difference is, there's a lot of differences. But one of the differences is, if I'm hired by someone that just gave me instructions, so I only know to follow his instructions. I don't know what to do if something comes up that he didn't give me instructions about. Because I just know, follow his instructions. But if he shared his vision with me, if he shared the ruach of what he wants, how he wants it to look, what he wants from this, if he shared that with me, so then, even if something comes up that he didn't tell me about, I can use my understanding of what he wants to get from this business, what his goal is, and I can make decisions even in areas where I wasn't specifically told what to do. That's the difference in two businesses, two yeshivas, two organizations. The difference in the way the person who feels like he's privy to the rutzin, to the vision of the person that's in charge, he feels more of the flexibility to be able to make decisions even in areas that he wasn't specifically instructed. That's Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we just said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. But he didn't just give us instructions. It's not just instructions. The way the Torah looks by me, my sha'ashuim, the way I enjoy the Torah, what the Torah looked like before the world was created, that's my business. I'm just telling you what to do. It's not the way the Torah was given. The Torah was given, v'haluchais ma'asei elokim heima. Take these luchais, which represent the Torah the way it exists by me. The sha'ashuim of Hashem on its highest madrigas, so high that I can't even put it into words for you. And I want it to be in your Beis HaMikdash. I want it to sit in your Kodesh Kodashim. I want to expose you, even if you can't understand it and you can't put it into words. I want to expose you to my vision, to my Torah, the way the Torah looks by me. That exposure to the way the Torah looks by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the way the Torah exists, to the Shashum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was given to every single one of us, that's what gives us the capacity that if we learn Torah the way Torah is supposed to be learned, and we take on the oil of Torah the way it's supposed to be taken on, we could actually be mechadesh chidushim that are Torah. Because we're like the worker who's seen the vision of the boss. We know what he has in mind. So then in areas where there's no clarity, I can work out for myself, this is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants, this is the Ratzon Hashem. This is what Hashem wants. Because I've been exposed, I don't remember it, but my neshama has been exposed to the Lucha Yismaisei Alekim Heima. My neshama has been exposed to a matan Torah where Hashem shared himself with me. Now the truth is that even though this exists in the Torah, in the Luchais, I'm sorry, the beginning of it was the actual Maimed of matan Torah. The actual Maimed HaSinai was also an HaKadosh Baruch Hu sharing himself with Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem lowered himself onto Har Sinai. Hashem didn't have to do that. Hashem could have sent down the Torah. It's instructions. Every time a boss wants his worker to do something, he goes himself and he tells him. He sends him an email. He sends him instructions. He doesn't have to go down himself and share with him what he wants him to do. No, that's not what happened. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem himself, b'chvaydei uva'atzmai, the melech malchei melachim, came down onto Har Sinai. He wanted to be close to Klal Yisrael when he gave the Torah. He wanted to be connected to Klal Yisrael when he gave the Torah. This is what it says, that we receive the Torah panim el panim. We receive this face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't just get our instructions in the mail. Face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained to us what he wants us to do. And now that's the hemshech of the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Yishakeni min neshika is piyu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissed me. It's a neshika, a kiss from mouth to mouth. What is that kiss? When did Hashem kiss me that way? That's Matan Torah, the pasuk says, the Chazal say. That's Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to me in the most intimate of ways. Didn't just send it. In the most intimate, panim el panim, sha'ashuo shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared himself with me. What's the end of the same pasuk? Ki toivim deyecha miyayin. The words of Chachmei Yisrael, the words of Deidecha, your friendship, is even greater than the Torah itself. Because if the words of the Torah represent the Torah the way it is here, but my ability to be Mechadish Chidush HaTorah, the Divrei Seifrim, my ability, the ability of Chazal to say that this is what Hashem wants, that represents the fact that I was exposed to the highest level of Torah. So Yishakeini Mineshika is Pihu. And you know what the effect of that was? Ki Tovim Deidecha Miyayin, Chavivim Divrei Seifrim, Yoyser Miyayna Shal Torah. It's an amazing thing, as we head, today's the first day of Shlosh Me'Hagbalah, as we head towards Shavuos, it's important to remember, it's not just that we got a yoke on Shavuos, it's not just that we got a Geshmak HaTorah, we got Tzchar, all of that is true. But it's something that should hit us very, very deep in our hearts. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared himself with us in the most intimate of ways. Yishakeini Minishika Espiyu. One of my Rebbeim, when I was younger, once said before Shavuos, he told this to me, I still remember sitting there and listening to it. It affected me very, very much. He said that everybody knows the feeling when you have an intimate secret, you have something private, something that you're nervous, should I tell him? Should I tell him? And you finally sit down with a person and you unload your heart to them. You finally tell them this private thing, this secret. And the person just like does not react or reacts the wrong way. Everyone knows how bad that feels. It feels so bad. You finally got up the guts to say this private thing. And the guy's like, why are you telling this to me? I don't understand what you're saying. You know, someone called me recently. He was so upset Mamish exactly this thing, that a person that's usually a very, very closed person, usually a very private person, finally he got up the guts to tell over to his friend something personal. And his friend they were in the middle of learning together. And he told over to his friend this personal thing, finally, like he finally broke his teva, and his friend was like, okay, can we go weiter now? Like, could you imagine how that feels? Like, hello, I just shared myself with you. So this Rebbe said, the morning of Shavuos, we're going to get up, we stand, and we're going to listen to the Aseres HaDibros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be sharing himself with us on the most intimate of ways. Let's be very, very, very careful how we receive that Matan Torah. Thank you.